Wildlife artist and photographer Deb Faramond brings to light the issues of ecology and endangered species with her work, donating most of her sales to conservation groups here and abroad. As some of her work is at a current Strathalbyn exhibition, she joins me for a chat. Hi, Deb.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. Now, I need to know, what came first, a passion for art or a passion for animals?
Oh, I think the passion for animals came first, but then I used to draw animals as a child as well. So it sort of, it's part and parcel, I suppose. But yeah, definitely the passion for animals.
Yeah, right. So what is it that you are passionate about when it comes to animals, particularly our endangered species?
Well, I think for me, I've always been passionate about saving animals and treating animals well, looking after them. But I think in recent years, becoming a grandparent has made me think about the future for my grandchildren, our grandchildren, and their children, and how they may not see some of these animals in the wild that I have the privilege to see. So if I can do what I can with my art, bringing awareness to conservation issues, help to save these species so my grandkids aren't just restricted to seeing animals in the zoo.
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah.
I hear that you've got quite an interesting process with your work. You like to meet an animal, you like to take a photo, and then you go from that picture and that's where you create a beautiful painting.
Yeah, and I think that came about from travelling to Africa. My husband and I have been to Africa 3 times. While we were in Africa and being on safari and being so close to the wildlife and photographing them and then coming home and looking at those photos, and there were certain photos of the animals that I took that I just thought, I've just got to paint that. One lioness in particular that was walking towards us in the afternoon sun.
Oh, wow.
And the light was sort of glinting through her eye and she was staring directly at the camera. I just knew when I was taking that through the camera lens, I thought, I have to paint her beautiful face, which I've done. And she's hanging on my wall at the moment. So
she's gorgeous.
Been in a couple of exhibitions. But yeah, I think it helps, like in my eyes, and this comes from doing a workshop with Steve Morvell, a wildlife artist in the Grampians, and I adore his work. And he has that philosophy that you meet an animal, you watch it move, you see its muscles move, you watch its fur, its eyes, and you understand it and you can feel it better, and that helps to put it on paper, you know, when you're painting it.
So, and what sort of paints do you use?
Well, I don't use paint. I use pastels. I'm a dry medium artist. Pastels are my favourite medium. They're so beautiful. It's a pure pigment mixed with a binder, so the colours are just so luscious and rich. I also work in charcoals. I love black and white work. And I also do scratchboard as well. That's a different medium again. A lot of people have heard of scratchboard.
Yeah, tell us about it. What is it?
It's actually a board that's coated in a white clay and then it's coated in a black Indian ink. And you use tools, needles, and like anything that you can scratch into it. So you're actually making a black and white. You're bringing out the animals with the white.
Yeah, right.
So I love it. I love the effect. And it's something different. So, yeah.
And how did you learn to pick up a brush or a pastel?
That's a story. My mum, my sister and myself a few years ago did quite a few Sala events throughout South Australia, went on and had a look at some of the exhibitions. And one of them was out at Pepper Street Gallery at McGill. And it was running for the month and it was an exhibition by the pastel artists of South Australia. And so we went along every weekend to watch the demonstrations from different artists. And one of the artists was the lovely Karen Hocking, who was secretary at the time. She's a wildlife artist as well. And so we got chatting with her and she invited us along to the pastel meeting at Marion, and the rest is history, really. We joined PASA at the time and I joined the committee the following year and then became treasurer the year after, and here we are 6 years later and I'm still the treasurer. So
fantastic.
Yeah, it was sort of my introduction to pastels, and I think what I like about pastels is it's so easy to use. As far as I'm sitting in front of my easel right now, I'm doing a dog commission. I can put my pastels down, wash my hands and walk away. Whereas if I was painting, I'd have to wash brushes and clean my equipment.
So I like that.
it's an immediate medium. I can pick it up and use it and I can walk away easily, you know, especially with grandkids, get grandkids come to visit and I can pop it down, wash my hands and go.
Oh, great. We had Karen on a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. And yeah, she was delightful to talk to. And it sounds like her piece in the exhibition is really beautiful. How does it all flow together? Because there's quite a few different artists at the Station Masters Art Gallery exhibition at the moment.
Yeah, we've got over 30, I think it's about 35 artists and 60 plus pieces of artwork. And we're such a diverse range of artists when it comes to, well, naturally, we've got some wildlife, we've got animals, we've got seascapes, we've got landscapes, we've got still life. So there's an awful lot of beautiful art down there that's, you know, can take in anybody's fancy, really.
Yeah, and it's great that you donate some of the money, most of your sales, I understand, to conservation groups, right? Tell us about this.
Yeah, I do. I think I'm lucky in a way that my husband, we've got our own business and now he's earning really good money. So the pressure's off of me, so he retired me to paint. So I can, when I sell my work, I can donate it to different conservation groups. So we're both involved with the Southern Koala and Echidna Rescue down here in the southern suburbs. They do a fantastic job rescuing and rehabilitating koalas and echidnas. So a couple of years ago with the really bad bushfires, I sold an original koala painting and 10 of the prints of that one, and I donated all of the sales from all of those to Southern Koala and to one of the wildlife hospitals as well to help with the bushfire affected animals. And it's just sort of led on from there that if I sell something, I donate it. So I've done our local college here, I've done some year one art classes for the last 2 years, and I've also done a professional development day. So I've donated from that, and yeah, I just sort of feel like I'm doing my bit to help out. I can't be out there in the field all the time, but if I can donate money to help, then I feel like I'm doing my bit, you know.
Oh, good on you. So, that's excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for your time today, Deb Faramond. Really lovely to hear about your process.
You're very welcome. It's nice to have a chat and let people know about the beautiful medium of pastels.